Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Patrick Henry, Voice of the Revolution, by Amy Kukla and John Kukla, performed by Benjamin Becker, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1. Making of a Leader. Virginia was larger when Patrick Henry was alive than it is today. Before the American Revolution, Virginia extended west from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Mississippi River and from North Carolina all the way to the Great Lakes. When Patrick Henry was born, Virginia had about 150,000 residents. Rich or poor, free or slave, most Virginians lived on farms or plantations and grew food for themselves and tobacco to sell in England and Europe. Most of the population lived near tributaries of the James, York, Rappahannock, and Potomac rivers, which were deep enough for the largest sailing ships of the 18th century. The Atlantic Ocean linked Virginians to the markets of Europe and to their king. Virginians were proud to be Great Britain's oldest and largest royal colony in America, and they cherished their rights under English law and government. Things were about to change, though, and Patrick Henry would be at the forefront of the action. So, who was this Patrick Henry who later would be known as the Voice of the Revolution? His story begins in the 1700s at a place called Studley. White dogwood blossoms peeked out through the green and brown trees near the house named Studley. The house stood in the middle of the forest.